Everybody, Andy here again. Well, this morning on Twitter, I found another one of those retweets and followed the link and everything like you tend to do, and discovered a very, very worthy cause. A guy called Matthew Brown is walking around the entire coastline of Great Britain and Ireland. Now, I remember reading the book about a retired couple who walked around the whole of England, Scotland and Wales. Now, whether you know how far that is, it surprised me. It's actually 6,000 miles. So if you think about that, that's the distance from sort of the UK across to the west coast of America. But he's also adding on Ireland as well. And that makes a grand total of 11,000 miles. You can follow this guy on Twitter. And if you put in Coastal Trek or one word on Twitter, you can find him. There's also something on Facebook and that as well. But he's doing this for charity, for the Help for Heroes charity, which is a charity here in the UK, for those who are listening elsewhere, to help rehabilitate, look after, I suppose, servicemen and women who've come back from abroad, especially over there, obviously in Iraq and in Afghanistan over the past few years, and who maybe aren't looked after quite as well as some people are in other parts of the world. And the idea, and this is a great charity that's been raising a lot of money over the last few years, and he's doing it for them. I don't know whether he's got any record of service himself. I really don't know. And he's aiming to raise about £1 million. And for everybody who joins him on Twitter, who follows him on Twitter, as I said, it's at Coastal Trek, he gets £1 donated from the people who are obviously helping him out with this. He gets £1 for every follower to go to the charity. He's already at £500,000. And he's been doing this since about, I think he started in about June of this year. So he's part of the way through. He's in Cornwall at the moment. But a great cause, a great charity, and obviously a great lot of dedication as well. But it's one of those things that I fancied doing myself, and it made me think about sort of charity work. I've mentioned in other boos and blog posts and videos, etc., some of the things that I do locally for charity in one way. Nothing to the extent of what Matt Brown's doing, walking around Britain. But that is one of those things that I've always fancied doing myself. I said I read that book a few years ago with people, that retired couple that walked around the whole of the coastline of Britain. And it's one of those things that's always appealed to me. Obviously, I've walked little bits of it, especially around this area. I've always got this attachment to the sea or whatever as well. And obviously, if you're walking around the coastline, you see some tremendous sights. And probably some not quite so great places as well. But there's a challenge involved with it as well. I do like a challenge. I used to do a fair amount of running, and I've run several marathons in my time as well, quite often for charity, as you tend to do. So it's one of those things that's always appealed to me. And there's other ones as well, other challenges. A few years ago, I seriously considered doing a charity, one of these charity events that you seem to spring up all over the place now. And this was in the early days of that, and it would have been for Macmillan Cancer Support, a charity that I've had some dealings with, not personally through illness, but just through helping out the charity. And it was a trek up Mount Kilimanjaro, and that's one of those things I've always wanted to do. It used to be sort of an ambition of mine to get to the top of Kilimanjaro. You never know if you're going to make it. It doesn't matter on how fit you are, it depends on whether your body will actually take it, and some of the most unlikely people can get up there, and some of the fittest people can't. But it's the challenge that I like the idea of, you know, with the marathon running and things like that, or running generally. That's a challenge. It's a personal challenge to yourself. There's a lot that goes on in your head, a mental side to it, as well as the physical side as well. And I've always fancied doing that. I actually applied to a TV program that was on here called Extreme Dreams. And the idea was that they challenged people from all different walks of life to go on these extreme trekking holidays, usually one of which was up Mount Kilimanjaro as well. And I was thinking, oh, I never got in for whatever reason. And I thought, oh, I'd really like to be doing that. So there you are, that's one of my little things. Best of luck to Matthew Brown on his trek. So follow him via Twitter at Coastal Trek. I said every person who follows him, he gets £1 towards that great charity, Help for Heroes. I should be following him via Twitter, as anybody else can do as well, to see where he is. As I said, he's in Cornwall now, and maybe one of these days, now I've got a bit more time, maybe I'd like to do that. It takes a lot of planning, and obviously it takes a lot of time. 6,000 miles for just the British part of it is bad enough, but doing the 11,000 miles through round Ireland as well, it takes some beating. So best of luck to you, mate. Well done. Good charity, good cause. and I shall have fun watching. Probably more fun than you'll have actually doing it. Anyway, so anybody else, any sort of ambitions that you might have had in that sort of area, that sphere, and charity things that you may have done or ones that you'd like to do in the future. And I'd love to hear that. Anyway, thanks for your time. I'll speak to you again soon. Goodbye.